This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cat with yarn or mouse or whatever the expression goes. That was Paul Skeens last night. Just in the zone, dominant against two of the hitters from the best team in baseball, the Tigers, and then getting the better of Aaron Judge in back-to-back years at the All-Star game. Two groundouts, 1-2-3, clean inning. Pirates exhale because I'm guessing there's always a little bit of nerves when you see your big horse out there throwing over 100 in a game that doesn't count. Smiles coming off the mound. Livy Dunn asks for one more inning, and that's it. Another great performance by Paul Skeens in front of the nation, the baseball world, at the All-Star game. Malzi across from me, Donnie's here. Your phone calls too at 412-928-9370. All of our YouTube freaks are assembled there on the YouTube channel.
And I don't know if you want to call them freaks.
Yeah, that's a term of endearment. Freak of nature is a compliment. Same thing I'll say about those guys, like the Boobsburg Feelers and Jury Rance Taint and guys like that that make up Mike Jones.
So far, Bucko Dan is the main guy jumping into the fray, but I'm sure we'll get more. They are so thrilled that you've acknowledged them, Pony. I think there's going to be a torrent of responses.
Pirates historian Jim Trendinich calling last night with Paul Skeens a top three Pirates All-Star game moment.
Dave Parker,
number one. 79 All-Star game. How about this? 79 Pirates, one All-Star. Stargell was the MVP that year and not an All-Star.
Seems like a tough one.
Yeah.
Seems like a tough
one. The same number of All-Stars as the 2010 Pirates. That seems about right.
What would be the other one?
You'll never get it. Cook covered the game.
I thought it was going to... Oh, so way early.
Arky Vaughn hit two homers in an All-Star game.
I was going to guess something that had to do with Little Poison Paul Wehner.
That's when you know you're talking to a historian.
I was glad Jim wasn't like reaching for something like Nate McLouth with a great outfield assist.
He said honorable mention Leland at the 94 All-Star game, standing ovation in the introduction line, and then he was the guy coaching third base who waved Tony Gwynn home.
That was
to win the game.
That broke a huge AL winning streak, did it not? I think it did.
Yes.
Felt like for a while the AL won every one of those when I was a kid. That was also one of the best All-Star games played in a very long time.
Meatloaf singing the anthem.
Dead now, which is a huge bummer.
But if he put that on the list?
One of the best-selling albums of all time.
It was like when we put, who was it?
Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, Grand Funk Railroad at Heinz Field.
Top five moment in Heinz Field. And then 2 weeks later, baseball went on strike. You know, I still wanted more, and I'm not talking about Skeens pitching. I'm not complaining that he should have gone out there for a second inning. I was irritated by what happened with Skeens. Can you guess why? Do you have any clue where I'm going with this? I feel like once I say it, you're going to think, you know what? I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. And we're going to have a delusion torrent of people that are like, you know what? I don't agree with Pony all the time, but I honestly think he's onto something and he's right about this.
My only thought was
412-928-9370. Intern Jack, standing by. He's not off today, Jack off. He's here.
By the way, we thought Jack had like great taste in music. I played Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, and he goes, oh, great song. Then we tried to test him with other country and yacht rock. Man,
no idea.
Clueless. He knew Africa by Toto. Anyway, here's my guess. You're frustrated that Skeens, that they didn't do more talking about how inept the Pirates are while he's on the mound.
Malzi, one for one. Bingo.
I'll be damned. Blind Squirrel finds the nut today to start the show. Hold on, let me pat myself on the back here a little bit.
I felt like muzzles, corks, and gag orders were out. I really think so.
I noticed it. That's the only reason I guessed it.
Did you not notice it?
It was noticeable that all they did
was talk. What did Donnie think?
All they did was talk about how dominant Skeens is and look at him just throwing gas over and over again, but there was nothing about, and would you notice that 4-8 record?
Exactly,
they
Donnie.
They put the 4-8 record up there, Donnie, and they like said zilch about it.
I listened to Donnie when I was driving to a family reunion on Saturday on Bucko Talk, and Donnie's like, this is going to be a black eye for the Pirates when they put that 4-8 record out there and they say, can you believe this guy's 4-8 with these numbers? And they absolutely 100% intentionally and deliberately went out of their way to not mention it. It's like, I don't know if they felt like they were doing the Pirates a favor by doing it, or if they thought, like, we don't want to, like, bring everybody down.
That's what Mark Crowley, I don't know if he's any relation to Adam, says in YouTube. He says they're not going to, they, meaning Major League Baseball, are not going to draw attention to their warts on a day when they are supposed to be celebrating the finest players in the game. And then he said the true part. I think that part's true. He said every baseball fan was thinking it. Yeah, but, like, it gives it extra life, I think, if you acknowledge it in the open.
Yes, just like, this is the analogy or the comparison I'll make, just like Kirk Herbstreit finally said the quiet part out loud in the Steelers-Ravens playoff game last year. Wow, this team has a tendency to get their asses kicked in playoff games under Mike Tomlin, and they looked listless in this game. And I'm sitting there, you know, wanting to break stuff like it's Limp Bizkit, thinking to myself, thank you. Finally, somebody on this game was willing to say it because every Steelers fan was thinking it. I'm not a huge Herbstreit guy, but in that moment, doing NFL games, but in that moment, I was very appreciative that he had the balls to say it. I wanted John Smoltz, the former pitcher, to say something like, man, I feel sorry for Paul Skeens. It's not easy when you're that good and your record's that bad. He's the perfect guy to make that point.
You can also make the point without directly making the point in exactly the way you said it. Say, I can tell you what it's like when you don't get a lot of run support, when your win-loss record doesn't look good, how easy it is to lose focus. But it's a credit to Paul Skeens that even though he has that win-loss record, even though he doesn't get run support, that he's never lost focus. That's like the soft way to say it, but at least you're saying it.
How about a come on, Pirates, get your act together for this guy?
I don't think anybody that was in that booth, and Herbstreit normally would not have checked this box, although it's different. Like, he's criticizing one team, Pony, in that Herbstreit clip. This is criticizing one team, but also, like, broadly the league because there's no cap and somebody would eventually run it over to that direction. I just feel like nobody in that booth last night wanted to be the guy who broke ranks. Like, there was no wild card in there. If you had John Kruk in there, maybe he's like, man, how bad must his team suck if he's got a 4-8 record or something like that, just off the cuff? Like, it's, you know who the moment called for, believe it or not? Charles Barkley would have just shot from the hip in that situation and said something that would have been conceived as out of pocket by his bosses, but true by the audience.
I talked to countless Pirates fans, and if I wasn't involved in the conversation myself, I saw it happening and I just observed it, of people being excited that Skeens was the starter for the All-Star game, not only because they wanted to see him pitch, but they thought the Pirates were going to be exposed to some extent here. Like, they were going to get embarrassed into, wow, now everyone knows about this and sees this, and it's going to, like, spur action. I'm not holding my breath on that.
Pulling the fridge back from the wall and seeing all the roaches crawl out. You're in the light. Ha, ha, ha.
I really thought that something like that was potentially going to happen. And we got none of it. They put 4-8 up there, and they didn't say a word about it. It's historic. Nobody with that bad of a record has ever started one of these games. And they didn't want to touch it, man. And that really bummed me out. Donnie, did you have that same thought watching it last night? You were at where? Did they have the volume on at the place where you were chowing down on wings?
They did, yeah. I mean, I was kind of hoping that there would be a couple of shots taken there, because the point I was making Saturday was that they would want to push across to their national audience that maybe doesn't get to see Paul Skeens much, if at all, because the Pirates are never on national TV, and they would have to really seek out watching him pitch for people at home to say, man, this guy's starting the All-Star game. And I think for casuals, they'll say, how's he the All-Star starter? He's 4-8. Like, that doesn't make sense, because that's one of the first things that'll be listed in the graphic. Then we'll see all the other numbers that look great, but like, you would think there they would make it a jumping point to, yeah, he doesn't get a lot of help from the team he plays for, but this guy is phenomenal.
He's the best we've got. Two quick, like, semi-parallel or semi-related thoughts on this, though. One, even, Pony, I know you said you wanted that, and I think, frankly, just for a pound of flesh's sake, a lot of people wanted that. What difference would it have made, A, like, in terms of what fundamental difference would it have made? And B, we all agree that they were more or less gag ordered to do this, right?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. I think they were
gag ordered and told not to talk about it. And if that is true, if I'm right in thinking that, then guess what? Baseball doesn't have a problem with how the Pirates are being run.
You know what? I agree with you on that. Because why else would they not do it? I propose the idea where they just, everyone was having a good time and they didn't want to bring everybody down. But it's such an obvious observation to make. And you have a former Hall of Fame, you have a Hall of Fame pitcher in the booth who's more than qualified to comment on it.
And who could speak with true authority and gravitas.
Like, and it would honestly, like, it would elevate Skeens, and it would be a way of saying, like, kudos to this guy for being able to power through that on a bad team that doesn't help him out. Like, they didn't even make any of the jokes about him getting run support.
No, those were flying on Twitter, though. When it got to 2-0, people were like, Paul Skeens finally in line for a win, and he couldn't even get that.
I'm curious to hear how Pirates fans felt about all this.
Why? Well,
412-928-9370. The best caller is going to win tickets to see a Pirates game next week at PNC Park when they host the Diamondbacks. And you're going to get a, what's the name of the video game again, t-shirt, Donnie?
Backyard Baseball.
Backyard Baseball t-shirt for the first 20,000 at 412-928-9370.
Pony is an equitable guy. The guy who won it yesterday had sent out a tweet saying that when O'Neill Cruz hit a ball 513 feet, the thing he was imagining as the ball came in was Pony's face.
Yeah.
And he tweeted that out.
Yes,
loved it. And he won tickets. I just want to make this very clear. I think the biggest story here is that if baseball did put the gag order on that booth, and I think they did, then that you can pretty much draw a straight line and say means they don't have a problem with how the Pirates are doing this.
Paul Skeens, 1%. I don't think he'll demand a trade. I think that, one, Paul's just not that type of guy. I think he'll maybe get to a point where he voices some frustration about the team not being successful. I think it's too early to see him do that, but as he continues to develop as a leader here, I think we're going to see his voice come out a little bit more in the next couple of years, and you'll see him start sharing his opinion a little bit more on certain things. I don't ever see him demanding a trade.
At 2:22, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-3610. Noah Hyles putting it at 1% that Paul Skeens would sign an extension here. I think he's out of his mind. It's zero. There's not 0.1%.
He's not signing here.
No.
I think Noah is doing that to corner the market on the never say never, stranger things have happened. Paul Skeens signing a long-term extension with the Pirates.
That would be the strangest thing that has ever happened. Yeah.
And I was trying to think of something that's happened on the air here. Actually, I could think of a few
things. Vinny Ricicci talking about the national sport of Afghanistan.
That was the first one that went through my head, pal.
Yeah.
That was up there.
Paul Skeens, 1-2-3 in the All-Star game. And Fox and Major League Baseball never mentioned his plight here and his terrible record and how it's ridiculous and outrageous that somebody that good has such a bad record. There was no criticism whatsoever levied against the Pirates. And Malzy and I are hypothesizing that there was a gag order last night.
I just don't think there's any other conceivable way where it doesn't get mentioned. Like, the people doing the broadcast aren't stupid. They're putting graphics up that he's got these individual numbers and his record's 4-8. Unless you get told, don't say anything about that part of it, by the way, you would say something. That's the bottom line. The guy has how many starts this year? I'm looking through this here. He has 5 losses in games where he has given up 2 or fewer earned runs.
So you don't think they want the Pirates to look bad, or do you think that goes for all teams? Do you think like all teams get afforded that in the All-Star game?
Here's a question.
It goes out to all the broadcasters. Don't call out any teams.
How many other situations are there like this? When the Rockies lone All-Star gets into the game or whatever, nobody has to like explain why he's their lone All-Star. Everyone knows the Rockies stink and are trying to rebuild. I think the Pirates are in the very unique situation of having one of the two best pitchers in baseball. For my money, he's better than Skubal, and being this bad. You don't have to do any explaining with the other All-Star game starter, even though he got lit up in the first inning. His team's, 11 games clear of second place?
Yeah.
There aren't many situations like this that have ever developed where the clear-cut alpha dog pitcher in the sport plays for a woe-be-gone franchise that can't get out of its own way and doesn't seem to have the urgency to get out of its own way.
Dave is on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm on?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, the prophecy of the Pirates just never, ever ends. You know, I can't imagine it. It's 100% the fact that they gagged that. I wouldn't be surprised if Bob Nutting was the one that called Manfred and said, look, I can't have people nationally thinking we're the bums of the earth, of the league. Yeah. So, yeah. 100%.
Wait a minute. So, you think the owner actually called the commissioner and said, you need to get a hold of John Smoltz and Joe Davis and make sure they don't say anything bad about us?
If he was just agreeing with the fact that that's what they were going to do, and he probably added his 2 cents in, I mean, why wouldn't he? Why couldn't he? I mean, that just makes sense that he could do that. I mean, maybe he didn't, but here's the other thing. With the league taking a back seat on this and acting like that this isn't a public problem, that this is not a fan problem, that this isn't a league problem. This is a black eye for everyone associated with baseball.
I do actually agree with that last point. I do think that's true. It is a bad look for the sport that somebody this good is on such a bad team.
Aren't there good players on terrible teams, though, in every sport, like great players even? I think it's the problem for the sport is that in this specific instance, I feel like the team is supposed to be in a situation where they're competing and trying to compete, and very few, if any, of their actions suggest that they are. That's more the part of it.
Yep.
There are great players on bad teams in every sport, but the unique thing is what the Pirates are supposed to be trying to do while they have them and what they're obviously not doing.
It's year six of a regime.
But again, I will go back to my overarching point. You can be very mad at the Pirates and Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington. Rob Manfred does not have a problem with this. If he and everybody else in ownership had a humongous issue with the way the Pirates choose to do their business, they have avenues behind the scenes to exert pressure on Bob Nutting. I don't even have to like know specifically what they are, but they can make his life as an owner unpleasant.
So your theory is then he's not that put off by the fact that Skeens is on a bad Pirates team because he knows, in 2 or 3 years, I'm not going to have this problem anymore.
He'll still be in his mid-20s. He might be even better as a pitcher. He might not ever even get hurt until his 30s, or maybe never. He'll be close to like a Verlander type of guy injury-wise, and he'll be playing on the Yankees, the Dodgers, or somebody else.
So he's just got to like stomach it and put up with it for a couple of years.
Grin and bear it. Hey, it's a reason for people to quasi-pay attention in Pittsburgh. Yes. The system that we have in place will make sure that for probably 5 to 8 years where he is a great pitcher, Paul Skeens gets seen in a massive market.
Donnie, that makes sense, doesn't it? I think Chris is making good points on that. Like, why push the issue of, like, trying to start a fight with the Pirates to get them to spend more money or to force a trade now when eventually that second part's going to happen anyways?
Yeah, that does make sense. Like, it would be different if there felt like a real chance this guy's here for a while.
Can I submit to you guys
everybody knows that there's no chance.
Right. Can I submit to you guys
Except
one other
Noah,
thing?
Except Noah, who said 1%.
He was just being kind.
Nice.
Can I just...
To who?
He's throwing a bone.
I think to just people who like to cling to hope, like Donnie usually does, but he's been beaten to death on this one. Can I just throw you guys one more little nugget here?
Man, yes, what
a visual. If you're Rob Manfred, Paul Skeens' existence on the Pirates does give you like the small percentage chance that maybe they almost by accident put a good team around him, get on a heater, and then make it to, say, the NLCS.
No.
And hold on, and then you can use that and tout that as, hey, look, anybody can win. Look at the parity we have in baseball.
No.
I mean, I do think his problem should be
maybe
the fact
this time
that they
last
are,
year,
that
but
they
not
are
now.
So far away from that, and you would scratch your head. But again, the lack of action on his part, direct action towards them that we are aware of, suggests that he's fine with it. He's okay with this.
Doug is next. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, the reason I called in, usually I don't call in. I listen to you all the time.
Great.
And I mainly argue with you all the time.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're 100% right. They should have called the Pirates out. Pirates suck. Everyone knows that. So why couldn't they?
What'd I tell you? I said, I'm going to say something where even the people who most of the time say, I think Pony has some awful takes, they're going to hear me bring this up and they're going to say, you're dead on about this. And Doug and Chippewa just
how does that make you feel?
Showed my clairvoyance.
How does that make you feel?
Just, you know, reinforces what I can do here, I guess. Makes me feel good about my abilities as a talker.
How does it make you feel that you put the blind item out there and I nabbed it? Does that actually make you feel like maybe you're losing your fastball a little bit that you couldn't
put one
by me?
I think it just shows how in sync we are.
Not Backstreet Boys. This is an in sync show after Kirkpatrick showed off at the softball
game.
Oh,
yeah. He was one of our main guys.
That guy was out there like Ozzie Smith, it sounds like. Like Jim Edmonds in center field.
I'm shocked he hasn't asked me to hang out since. I think we really had a connection there.
And Amanda was an in sync fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big NSYNC fan.
I think.
Would you have turned a side eye at a girl you were thinking about dating if she's like, I was really never into NSYNC. It was more of a Backstreet Boys
situation. I would have had questions.
You'd have been like, what? What are you doing here?
Jack doesn't know what any of this stuff is. Ben Tenuta doesn't know what any of this
stuff
is.
Do you know what's... Okay, a weird thing about the boy band era.
Ben Tenuta said NSYNC. What were they?
Right. Was that a plumbing company?
He's like, NSYNC used to go crazy.
He's like, were they a dance group?
People forget about it. You know, people forget about O-Town or whatever.
He thought they were a dance troupe.
But didn't you guys think back in... Pony, Donnie really doesn't know too because he was a kid when this was happening. I just assumed boy bands were going to be just a thing we had to all put up with forever. That era lasted like, what, 4 years and then it was gone?
Yeah, true.
Done. Then we had Nickelback come in and fill the void and Creed.
And looking at this photograph...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. TK Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ, joins us right now, brought to you by our friends at Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Penguin's schedule came out today. They will open the season in New York against Mike Sullivan's Rangers. Another highlight, in November, they will play two games in Sweden against the Nashville Predators, November 14th and November 16th. Tyler, you probably have fond memories of your trip to Sweden with the Penguins back in 09 when you won the Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah, I had a pretty hot start, actually. I think I had maybe two goals in two games right off the bat. I think I was on pace for like 82 goals that year.
You scored the first goal of the NHL season that year. You scored 40 seconds into the first game.
Exactly. I scored the first goal, and then I scored the OT winner in the second game to get two wins. And again, I was just having I had a real good start to the year. But just going over there was just a cool experience. Just getting out of like the everyday NHL schedule was nice, and even bonding with the guys. They had a lot of, like, you know, treasure hunts for the boys.
Hold on, treasure hunts? What goes into treasure hunts in Stockholm or whatever?
Treasure hunts.
Or, you know, just going around the city finding different artifacts or anything.
Were you guys boozed up for that?
And finding all the coolest bars in Stockholm or whatever.
It was during the day, but I know, like, I was young, so it was, I think it was my second year, and I was my second year. Like, I literally had half a year under my belt, and I didn't go out as much as I wanted, but, you know, being a young guy here, you know, you hear the guys, oh, we went out last night, we went out the year before. Maybe that's why I had such a hot start, because I was staying in every night because I was a rookie. But, no, it was a phenomenal place, like, just phenomenal.
I feel like Sid, knowing what we know about him, he loves history. He's, like, very interesting guy, even though we don't know a ton about him. We know that he has, like, a lot of interests away from hockey. I bet he was just a hog and slop over there in Sweden, looking at architecture. I bet he was just getting into it like that. Like, not even going out so much, just, like, being a true tourist on that trip.
Well, I think a lot of us were, just because it was the first time that we all went over there as a team, and we were all exploring like a different city that no one's been to, from the restaurants and everything, especially Sid. Like, you know, he was the leader of the pack, and he knew, you know, how to get the guys together, what to do, you know, to make it a good bonding experience. Like, I think it's great that they're going over there in November. I think it helps you get close as a team. It takes a lot of the distractions of, you know, the fans, your family, all that stuff, so you can really focus on the team.
And you guys didn't have any Swedes on that team, did you? To, like, you know, kind of show you around? I'm looking through here. I don't remember there being a Swede on your team that year.
No, I really don't think we did, but what was kind of cool, we go out a lot, you know, and I remember, like, one bar was, like, empty. And one of the guys called Matt Sundin from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And they're like, hey, we're at this bar. It's empty. Like, can you help us out? And within like 25 minutes, the bar was packed. And it was like, oh, this guy's got some pull in the city, you know. And that was like a big eye-opener for a rookie, being like, oh, you can give a call and, you know.
Yeah.
35 smoke shows show up, and like all these guys, you know, it was a cool experience.
Paul Bissonnette averaged a robust 4 minutes per game in that global series against Ottawa.
I don't think Biz was staying in too much that trip. No. You know, I know he had a lot of fun. A lot of guys had a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about these current Penguins for a second, because there's another report this week that the Mario interest is real and it's spectacular, and that these guys really do want to buy the team back. So you're on the golf course. You're around people that know the Penguins. You have a great relationship with the Penguins. What the heck do you think's going on here, Tyler?
Well, usually when there's smoke, there's fire, right? And I think I really haven't heard much to be honest. Like, even around the Penguins, I haven't heard much. But I think those guys are looking at the team and where they're at and the ownership part of it and thinking, you know, I think those three know how valuable having Mario Lemieux involved in the ownership part of it and having his say. You know, I do think we're missing part of that right now, is having a guy like Mario involved with the team. And I think they know that. And I think when you do that, it adds so much value. I think it adds people in the seats. And Mario's got such a great team around him that I think it would really help the Penguins. So if this is true and this kind of goes down, like, this would be huge news. You know, this would be huge for, you know, Pittsburgh and the city, the team, you know, seeing where it goes. You know, obviously he knows what to do.
And how about for Sid? I think Sid would probably love that, don't you think? That would probably make things easier on him as far as sticking it out here and enjoying the rest of his time here if it's Mario in the fold.
Yeah, like, when you think of, like, I feel like when you think of the Penguins' heydays, like the 09, 16, 17, you know, that whole group of years, Mario was heavily involved in the team. You know, just from even playing and seeing him upstairs in his box watching you, to him and Pierre going on the plane with their golf clubs going down to Florida and saying hi to you on the plane. Like, that kind of stuff makes you want to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, that's the kind of stuff you tell your teammates and you tell the radio show later in your career, like, this was one of the coolest moments when Mario came back going to Florida and said, hey, great job, keep it up, you'll be here a long time. You know, wow. Stuff like that. That was, like, stuff I'll never forget.
TK, to the extent you know Mario personally, what do you think is motivating him in this? Just itching to get close to the game again, like the competitive juices? What do you think it is?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think, you know, there's some stuff that probably maybe happened that he probably wanted to change the outlook of it. I think he's a competitor. You know, I think he enjoys turning things around and getting things in a different direction. But I think it's just an opportunity, and he's a very smart guy. He's got an unbelievable team around him. And again, I think he's a competitive guy, and he doesn't like seeing the Penguins not make the playoffs, mm-hmm. You know, so seeing him kind of sit back and be like, hey, maybe it is time to get back involved and see what I can do.
TK, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.